Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the AP Rallo monthly call taking place on Thursday, 18th of January 2018 at 600 UTC. On our call today, we have Satish Babu, Tijani Benjamin, Cheryl Langdonor, Kylie Kahn, Maureen Hilliard, Vladimir Vanatse, Shridi Prayamachi, Tomohiro Fujisaki, Hong Zhu, Amal El-Taka, Aris Ignacio, Amir Kayu, and Nadira El-Arash. Currently, we don't have anyone on the Chinese channel. And we have received apologies from Ali El-Mashal, Liana Galsian, Fuad Bajwa, and Amrita Shuduri. Sorry, someone just changed the AC room setting. Okay, back to normal. And from staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Yishim Nazar. Our Chinese interpreters for today are Ray Chow and Jesse Doherty. And before we start, I would like to remind everyone to state their names before speaking, not only for the interpretation, but also for the transcription purposes. And back to you, Satish. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Yashim. This is Satish for the record. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the first call of 2018. I hope you have recovered from the holiday season, and I'd like to wish all of us a very productive 2018 ahead of us. We have several key people missing today for various reasons. There are several events happening around us. So we will take up their points also as we kind of discuss the agenda today. Since Evan is absent today, I will speak on the membership pipeline. Currently, we have one ALS which is under the vote process at ELAC, and this is the Yemeni Organization for Development Range Technology, YODET. So the vote for YODET closes on 23rd of Jan. We have another member from a new country which is in the pipeline, and this is the ISOC chapter from Jakarta, Indonesia. We don't have anyone from Indonesia as an ALS currently, and it's a very large country, so we are very happy to have this application, and this is currently undergoing due diligence with our staff. We have two individual members whose applications are being processed, and hopefully that will get done within the before the next call. So that is the status of the membership pipeline. And we will now get into the rest of the agenda. As usual, we start off with a policy update. I note that Holi has said she'll be delayed or may be absent today. But we have Maureen and Kylie and, of course, Cheryl with us. And it's over to Maureen for the ELAC policy update.
Thank you, Satish. This is Maureen, for the record. I'd like to welcome everyone to our first meeting of AP Rallo for 2018 as well. And I'm hoping that everyone will participate, as we would like them all to do, in our policy comments and advice section, because we're all said and told that is one of the reasons that we are members of At Large, and that's to actually help ALAC contribute a statement to the ICANN community about, you know, presenting their views. And you know, like, it's sort of one of the important things is that as we go through a lot of the policy statements and comments that have been made already, to give you an idea of how we can be involved, we will also highlight some areas that you may wish to participate in a little bit down the track. But it's also a reminder that you don't have to be in every single, make a comment on every single issue. Just those ones that you think are of interest to you, if you have expertise in that area or just an interest area, join in and volunteer to make, just to make a comment or a statement related to that particular issue. At the moment, for example, for number one, there have been two statements that have actually been approved by the ALAC very recently. The first one, Consumer Trust and Consumer Choice Review Team. This particular review team is one that Kylie Khan has been a member of since its inception, and he reported that last week they held their 66th meeting. So it actually sort of like does demonstrate the type of commitment that is required for some of these working groups, and this one has been particularly important. And in the comment that Holly, in the statement that Holly sort of like held the pen for, she focused on, she and her team focused on two areas that the at-large team felt were relevant to end users, and they were domain parking and DNS abuse. In this section, this was just the second part of the draft report, and so I think there were three issues, but Holly felt that these two were particularly of interest to us as end users. And as topics, they're quite huge topics in themselves, and if they're of interest to you, and they should be, because these are like they're biggies for us as within the DNS, the domain name realm. But if you need to know more about them, you can read the actual report. It's apparently quite lengthy. I haven't read it all myself. As I mentioned, it's been a long haul for Kylie and Carlton. But they have reported to the ALAC regularly, and it gave the ALAC a chance to sort of like really put something together that was meaningful for us as end users. The second statement that has just been approved by the ALAC is probably more relevant to us, in that it was looking at the CCWG and accountability. Looking at diversity as an issue, as a topic. And Hurio Lantapuro, who's the ALAC member from ICEFOX Finland, has held the pen on that one and gathered together comments that were made across the community, and I must say AP Barlow contributed to that. One of the comments, for example, in the statement, was relating to how that ICANN focuses on the six UN languages for translation, but that there are many people for whom their languages are not recognised, and AP Rallo can totally identify with that statistic. So that the comment recommends that there should be some balance of support for other languages, and that ICANN could look at a variety of ways to cater for non-English speakers. It was probably a little bit disappointing that we didn't have more comments, but the ones that for the statement that has been made, I think it does cover some of the issues that are important to us, especially for AP Rallo. What has been suggested is a continued use of captioning, which is something that is being used more at meetings, and also some more visual content in our written materials. And so these have been suggestions that have been made. Moving on to section two, I think we can, that's sort of like looking at how some of the comments that we could be involved in, where they are in the process. And of course the process involves a pen holder making a draft statement, and then that draft statement is commented on by everyone. And then after a certain period of time, the comment is actually sort of like a final comment is made, which melds as many of those contributing comments together into the final statement, which then goes to be voted on by the ALAC before it is passed on to the section it originated from. So at the moment we've got a draft statement that's looking at the ICANN meeting strategy, that's incremental changes that are being proposed related to the ICANN meetings. And if you've been to three meetings during a year, three of ICANN's meetings, you'll note that they're all different. They're different in the length of time of the meeting and the basic structure of them. And what has been recommended is some changes that might be made. What's good? What can stay? What needs to change? So if you've been to any of those meetings, it'd be a good idea to have a look through the strategy and to make a comment, perhaps, on your experience at those particular meetings. The second one, looking at the ICANN's Office of the Ombudsman, that's been a pretty topical sort of like subject, and there were some interesting comments being made during the meetings that were held to discuss that issue. One of the interesting comments, for example, that came up was that in order for the ombudsman to retain his or her objectivity, that they shouldn't socialise with other ICANN members. The ALAC comment in the recommendations made in the ALAC statement suggests that community policing of the ombudsman wasn't seen as an appropriate way to measure his or her performance. So, again, that's, for those who have, made a comment, it's very much appreciated, but we've been able to make a statement that's gone to the ALAC for voting. The next one is on jurisdiction. Now, I have to admit that this is not a topic that I actually followed. The legal side of things is a little bit outside of my area of expertise. But for some of you, that would probably be right up your alley, and therefore you will probably be able to cope with the really, really large report that came out of that particular working group. And the statement is also quite lengthy, and there were six people helping to put that statement together, so all their views on the issue would have been incorporated. But it's, it just shows you the sort of like the variety and diversity of the different topics that we are expected to cover. But please, you don't have to comment on everything, just whatever interests you. The final one, which was the recommendations to improve ICANN staff accountability, was actually my responsibility. It was actually quite a short report, but at the same time, it actually included some things which are quite relevant to us as a regional organisation within APRALO, but also within the ALAC, it was specifically related to how ICANN can make their staff more effective and accountable to its member communities, and of course, at large is one of those communities. So our statement focused on our support for two important recommendations, and the first one was related to the visibility and transparency of ICANN staff accountability mechanisms, so that these, you know, like there'll be the ways in which ICANN means to support staff accountability will be on a website, so that everyone is very clear about what those expectations are. But we also were very sort of like mindful of the fact that, you know, like in order to be meeting performance expectations, that staff are adequately and appropriately trained to do that. But we sort of like believe that the successful achievement of the working group's recommendations will be on how they are actually implemented by ICANN organisation itself. The other statements later on, there are sometimes Alex sort of like has a discussion about all the statements that are coming up, and sometimes, you know, they decide that there are some issues that it's not necessary for us to write a statement because it actually doesn't impact on end users of the domain name system itself, and it's more organisational. So we have sort of like skipped a couple. In number six, the upcoming public comment request. This is something that's new, and it's been added to indicate to you what is coming up in public comments in over the next couple of months. And if there's something that you'd like to read up on and make a comment, one thing I do have to sort of like make note of is the fact that we, in a recent discussion within the leadership team, we agreed that a registry agreement renewals, we probably won't be making comments on that. Those are sort of like contractual agreements that are made between the registry and with ICANN, so it's not really our domain. But also making note of the fact that the final report for the Competition Consumer Trust and Consumer Choice Review Team will be out in February. And as we've already made comments on the two drafts, it will be interesting to sort of see what comes out in the final report. And I think that's it for me. Unless, Kylie, you've got something else to add to the review team?
No, thank you, Marie. Yeah. About the competition consumer choice, trust and consumer choice review team, CCTRT, well, actually, Maria, you just said about all of it. The current progress is that the team is trying to finish up the final report. And although it was scheduled to end in last August, but now it seems like it's going to drag on. Mostly it's about some recommendations collected from community comments and being discussed and decided, and also because of time limit. So even the review team keeps, if some decisions cannot be made unanimously, then the minority opinions are kept. And however, the current recommendations being discussed over the last month are more highly related to us as consumers and users. So, well, I highly suggest that our whole community take a look at it. And also the presentation, the webinar of last December on the 18th, the time was very bad for our region. However, there are recordings and the scripts are available, and also we may want to take a look at them. So that's about that for the CPRP. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen and Kylie, for the policy update. Is there, Cheryl, would you like to add anything to this?
Just very briefly, and my granddaughter's in the background if you get any other noise. Cheryl Langdonor from Record. I just want to point out that a couple of the things Maureen mentioned, the Ombuds report and the staff accountability. Staff accountability and Ombuds have already met in the last 24 hours. The work group has met in the last 24 hours. And at least with the Ombuds, we certainly went through all of the advice we got in, including the ALAC advice. So that's sort of gone through to the next phase. What was interesting, however, Maureen did mention the disconcerting comments we'd heard from part of the GNSO non-commercial stakeholder group about socialisation. In fact, what the push there was for, what we were hearing was a push for a total external body. When they put out their final draft, many of their own members had similar concerns to that we echoed echoed the comments from the ALAC. So it is important that you watch these things as they go through their full process. Because, for example, I don't think the ALAC has even recognised as yet that the some of the issues we were concerned about coming out of another part of the community's commentary, in fact, was withdrawn before it was published. So important to keep your finger on the pulse. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl. It's indeed very interesting to note about the ombudsman, the particular socialization issue. Very interesting. Are there any questions or comments on the policy update? I'm not seeing any hands. We will now move on to the agenda item number 4. These are some of the activities that are being taken up by APRELO. The first of these is the APRELO newsletter that we had kind of decided on during the General Assembly. Amrita had volunteered to take this forward, but she is traveling today to Nepal for the for an event, internet governance event there. So Sylvia will be updating us about the current status of the APRELO newsletter. Over to you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Satish. Yes, on behalf of Amrita, who has kindly agreed to lead the organization of the newsletter, and she has created a structure that she would like to share with you all. The newsletter will comprise of the highlights of the ICANN activities of the month, also a brief note on any activity undertaken by NELS on that month, a message from the APRELO leadership, and then a section entitled Meet Our LS, where she will ask ILSs to highlight one activity per month, then a section on important dates for the particular month. So in February, she's thinking about including the APRELO call, the APEC Bureau call, or the next ICANN meeting. She will send a brief note asking everyone to contribute with ideas and pictures so the newsletter can be organized and ready to be issued by the end of the month. And she will ask everybody to please send the ideas by the 27th of this month, January. And the newsletter will be circulated by the 5th of each month. So the next one will be out on February 5th. And then afterwards, after the initial experience, after 2 or 3 months, and then they can evaluate and make appropriate changes to the format or content. So stay tuned for that email from Amrita. Thank you very much, Satish. Over to you.
Thank you, Sylvia, Satish, for the record. After the history project during our GA, we are now aware of the need for documenting our activities. And although we will be discussing the history project later in the agenda, it's also interesting to note that the newsletter itself is a form of documentation, and it may be useful for us to report on our community, our ALSs, individual members, and APRLO itself, whatever initiatives we are taking up. It would be useful to use the newsletter as a documentation process. We'll now move on to an important guest we have today, and this is Tijani Benjama, who's woken up early to talk to us. Tijani will be speaking to us about the capacity building working group of ELAC and the next steps ahead for the current year. So over to you, Tijani.
Thank you very much, Satish. Do you hear me well?
Yes, we can hear you well.
Thank you very much, Satish. Good morning, and it is very early here, but I know it is not the same for your region. Thank you for inviting me to this call to speak about the capacity building program for 2018. Before starting 2018, the working group did an analysis about the program of 2017. And the two main points that we learned about from this analysis was that the most attended webinar was the one of 26 April, which was about how members and individuals, how ALS members and individual members may contribute to the policy development process. So this is something that we took into consideration, and perhaps we will try to do another one for 2018 because of the interest of this subject, and because it is a tool also perhaps to encourage our community to participate in the policy development process. The second one was the attached policy advice development process, so it is the same. So this confirms the trend that our community are very interested in and know how to contribute. The second main point that we learned about from this analysis was that the attendance, we did a breakdown of the attendance, and we saw that per region, the champion is APRLO. And the poor attendance RALO was URALO. The three other RALOs has almost the same rate of attendance. So we thought that perhaps because there is more need in capacity building in AP region and in African region, because the second one was African region, those two regions were the most, where we have the most attendance. I think that perhaps also we need to see why in Europe we don't have good attendance, and I will work with Olivier to see to try to understand this issue. So. We did also a breakdown according to the experience in ICANN, and we saw that the people who have 5 to 10 years of experience in ICANN was the most people interested in attending those webinars, followed by people from 3 to 5 years. The poorest attendance was for people who have less than 1 year, and followed by the people who have 1 to 3 years experience. And this makes us think that perhaps we are not interesting people who are newbie. And it is perhaps also because we are not taking their choice into account. That's why, despite of the survey that we did inside our working group, and we collected a good number of topics from where we will make our program for 2018, we said that we need to ask our members, ALS members and individual members, to tell us what are their preferred topics. Perhaps we need to go to those people, to people who not especially experienced people, because the working group members are experienced people. That's why we asked you to provide us with your preferred topics for this year. And we give as a deadline, I think, 10 February. So I encourage you all, please, to provide us with your preferred topic. This will help us. We need to have people, the newbie, the people who don't have big experience in ICANN, to come to our webinar, because those are people who will benefit the most from our work. So this was the main issue I wanted to speak about. To encourage you to provide us with your preferred topic. Now, some information if you want. The next webinar will be on 24 January at 13, and it will be about data protection. What do you need to know as an user about GDPR? And the second one will be on 14 February at 21 UTC. And it will be about ALAC and RALO hot topic, why should end user care? I hope that you will you will come and attend those webinars. Another information, I think it is important, we will start this year from the first webinar, having those webinars directly on the ICANN Learn platform. There is a small problem. It's not a problem. It is exactly like the Adobe Connect. We have only one audio channel, so we will keep the phone bridge to make use of, to permit to use more than one language on our webinar. So this is what I wanted to tell you, and I hope it was useful for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tijani, for the update on the capacity building working group. I think this is a very useful mechanism for our community to build our capacity. And as Tijani mentioned, we should pass on our hot topics, our priority topics. I also note that we do have a list of hot topics from our GA, which we have with us, and we can pass on those topics also to Tijani. Some of them are already covered, but others may be new. So,
Satish, if
yes,
I may,
Tijani, please go ahead.
Thank you. If I may, for the webinar about our topic, we will invite Alan Greenberg to speak about the at-large or the ALAC of topics. And we'll invite all the RALOs who already established their hot topics to come and speak about them. So your hot topics will be part of the webinar. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. That's very useful. And I see a comment on chat from Amal, which says we need to give sufficient publicity for these capacity building webinars on all the mailing lists, including the fellowship alumni, and next generation, so that everybody will be aware of. I don't know if Tijani, you are presently covering these lists in addition to the at-large list itself.
Yes, thank you very much, Satish. This was also something that we were interested in. We will make the advertising, if you want, of our webinars also on all social media in the future. And it is a good idea to use the next gen and the fellowship alumni list. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tijani. Are there any questions for Tijani? Not seeing any hands. We, on behalf of all of us, we'd like to thank Tijani for taking the time to wake up early in the morning to talk to us. Thank you very much, Tijani. And the next agenda item is based on a suggestion that came from Lado, who is our member from Georgia, and also some discussions that has been happening between the leadership team and the APAC space. So I will request Lado to speak to us on his suggestion on the focus group. Please go ahead. I don't see, maybe Lado has dropped off. He was supposed to have come. So his suggestion was that we should have a focus group on data security. Are you online, Lado? No, I don't hear him. So he wanted to set up a data security stability working group within APRELO. Which he felt was quite relevant. Now, when I discussed this point with our leadership team, Holly pointed out that we have a similar topic which the APAC Hub, ICANN's APAC Hub, is also kind of pushing forward as a discussion topic in the region. So we would like to combine both these initiatives, the suggestion from Lado as well as the APAC Hub initiative, and perhaps merge the two. So that is the suggestion that Holly had made. So do we have any comments on this from anybody in the community? Yeah, not hearing any comments. What I would suggest is that, Yasim tells me that Lado is not on the phone bridge, so maybe he's dropped off. So I will then discuss with Lado and Holly again with the leadership team and take it up as a merged, as a joint initiative with the APAC Hub, so that you can have a larger group. Both the APRELO group as well as the larger Asia-Pacific community can join in this process. The next item is on ALS criteria and expectations. Now, ALS performance has been something that we have been very much interested in and also concerned about. And there are some initiatives that are happening within ALAC to push this agenda, which is also a consequence of the at-large rule. So over to Maureen on this agenda of ALS criteria and expectations.
Thank you, Satish. This is Maureen again. I just wanted to sort of like remind people that I did mention that I would try to get together a little working group of APRELO members to initiate a discussion about what our views are in relation to ALS criteria and expectations. And so what I'm doing is I'm currently putting together a survey, and I'm sort of like, I want to distribute it to the members to get your feedback on what you think about current criteria and expectations as a general introduction to APRELO discussions and how we might be able to make some recommendations to maximise the potential of our current and our future ALSs and individual members. So I'm putting together the survey. I'm trying, it's going to be quite lengthy, but I'm trying to make it so that the responses are just a yes or a no, if at all possible. And also, I sort of like was trying to get it done before the Puerto Rico meeting, so that we could actually report on it at the meeting, but then we could start, we can actually establish the at-large working group and have something to take to that first meeting with the what larger group, so that we can we've got a starting point. So I'm just giving you a warning that you are going to be getting a survey very soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. This is an important survey, and it is going to impact the way we are going to be prioritizing our ALSs, particularly when it comes to things like the Atlas 3 and so on. So please cooperate with this and send us your survey forms. We now move on to the next agenda item, which is the NORMCOM review outreach. Now, the NORMCOM review has been going on, and the co-chair of the review is Cheryl, and who is on the call. Now, the NORMCOM review has come out with a draft report now, and the report is out for comments. I am requesting Nadira to talk to us about the NORMCOM review, and Cheryl can add on if there's anything that Nadira has missed out. So, Nadira, please go ahead.
Hello, this is Nadira for the record. Good day for everybody. Thank you, Satish. The nominating committee review working party with the independent examiner, the analysis group, that's their name, are the ones performing the review for ICANN nominating committee. They are organizing an outreach to share their assessment report to the NORMCOM and get feedback from the community. The assessment report is the first stage of the review for the performance of all the NORMCOMs since 2011. And I'm putting in the chat room, let me put the link to the report for your reference, for easy reference, if you get maybe some easier to get in the chat. I'm talking also, I want to talk about the outreach itself, the program of the outreach. Because already maybe some of you, I think all the, I think APRALO already disseminated the information. The outreach letter was circulated to the all ICANN SOs and ACs. It starts from today. There is a 1 hour webinar today at the hour 20 UTC time where the community attendees can provide direct comments. To reserve and get a dial information, send your interest to the email I will put now in the chat, just a minute. I prepared that also for easy access. Yes. Also, there is, in addition to this, by reservation, please do reserve to get the dial-in information. Send an email to the link, the email address I provided in the chat room. In addition to this, there is another two public webinars. It's going to be open to everybody. They will be on January 25th and February 1st. Both of them also at the 20 UTC time. It seems that they are not suitable to our region in general. I have the feeling that that's my personal comment. In addition, the webinars are one of the tools the independent examiner soliciting feedback, comments, and questions from the community. But personally, I find the stronger way to for the community to give their feedback to take care of the to have a careful review and of the assessment report and provide a written feedback via the non-com review mailing list by Friday 2nd. And let me provide to you the email of the... Okay, just a minute. Let me copy the address. But, for the this is to, for to send the, maybe as individual ALSs or as a PRALO leadership team to provide detailed feedback. And also, there is another link important for the outreach to keep yourself updated on the on this regard. You can follow the NOMCOM review wiki page. I think it also provides it keeps the recording of the chats, the discussions, the reports, and all the timelines. And that's also another handy reference. And here is I provided also the link. And for the, going back, this is the assessment report is just a first stage. The final report with the inclusion or with the all feedback from the community will be the independent examiner will publish at the, during this year. It will include the final report. It will include the recommendation in how to increase the nomination committee effectiveness. To move to the just the highlight from, let me give you some highlights on the what is in the assessment report. I picked some points from the executive summary. I will start with there is the concern of the extent of the independence of the NOMCOM appointees and their priorities of the global internet community. This is one of the concerns was highlighted. Another is about recruiting skills and experience of the NOMCOM members, especially when selecting candidates for ICANN board. Also, the community showed also a lack of understanding or agreement on the role and effectiveness of both external firms for recruitment and application and evaluation of the candidates. This is kind of, I think, recently was introduced for the NOMCOM. There is also a concern in terms of the links of the NOMCOM members, as it seems that it doesn't allow sufficient time to for the learning and engagement. And my last point that I picked, there is another point, and there is a detailed explanation of all these and the way the independent examiner compiled all this information and the methods they included, all included in the report. My last point is about the need to enhance the diversity of the candidate pool, especially gender and global candidates. With this, I do encourage all of you to give careful attention to provide your valued input and on the NOMCOM assessment reports. And regarding my role as the NOMCOM member, currently we don't have any updates. The only updates we have the website. I expect the coming week you will find the announcement. Once the announcement, I will also disseminate it through the APRALO email and other medium. Thank you. Back to you, Satish.
Thank you very much, Nadira, for the update. I do note that we have several of the APRALO leadership who were in the NOMCOM earlier. Cheryl, of course, is the co-chair of the review committee, the review party, but we also have Sranush, me, and Amir, who have been on the NOMCOM. So it would be useful if all of us, together with Nadira, can look at the report and if to determine if there is a need for responding with feedback as APRALO, in which case we can put together a short APRALO response. I would request Amir, if he can spare the time for it, to lead this initiative, because he was the last person on the NOMCOM. Nadira, of course, is presently in the NOMCOM, but she has not been through a full round of the NOMCOM process, which is also quite interesting. So this we will take offline. Cheryl, do you have anything to add here?
No.
Right. Thanks, Cheryl. So we will now move on to the next agenda item. I note that we have only 9 minutes left. The next is the APRILO History Project. It's over to Kylie for an update on the History Project.
Thank you, Satish. Kylie Khan for the record. Yeah. After our General Assembly, we have discussed about how to continue with the History Project. Okay. There are quite a few issues that probably the community we need to decide upon. One is what kind of role do we want History Project, like the ebook, what kind of role we want them to play? How frequently do we want the ebook to be updated? And also about to preserve history material, like photos, documents, and so forth. We started off with a depository, but it didn't work. So in order to preserve our documents and pictures and so forth, what do we want to do with the depository, and also what to be included in the depository, etc. Maybe Satish and Marine, you have some thoughts about that. Satish, you want to say something?
Yes, Kylie, thanks for this. I'll quickly make a suggestion here. We have multiple events which are useful as milestones for our history. We just had an annual general meeting at Abu Dhabi. We will have possibly an Atlas III meeting in the next 2 years. We have periodic ICANN meetings. We also have ALAC and APLO monthly calls. And then we also have a newsletter which is coming up. And in addition to all this, on an ad hoc basis, we might also have reports by ALSS and maybe updates to the website and so on. So we do have a number of resources to use for documenting our activities. I was wondering if we consider to make it an ongoing process and we task one of the leadership team members and the staff member to pick out the historically relevant items out of all this and add them to a common repository, which may be something like a wiki. So this is just a suggestion. So over to you. Back to you, Kylie.
Thank you, Satish. Marie, you want to say something?
Thank you, Kylie. Probably not too much more to add. I do think that it is important that we start archiving material, and Satish has already listed a whole lot of information that, you know, if we start collecting it storing it. But making it so that it's still accessible to anyone who sort of like needs to use it. I mean, the newsletters are a perfect example. And as Cheryl has already outlined in the chat, it's important that any documents that are archived are suitably labelled so that we know where they fit in. It would have been so handy to have had all that documentation available. And I wouldn't have been knocking on Cheryl's door and the door of other people who might have been around at the time to try and collect the information. So if we can start putting something together now, it just means that the production team of the next decade of diversity will not have so difficult a chore trying to gather the information, and it will be just in the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Marine. So as I see it, well, Now, for the history project, actually, we have at least two issues to decide upon. One is, no matter what, we need the depository to work to preserve all the material. Okay, that is one thing. Another thing is that we need to think about how do we want to assemble a team to periodically update the e-book, that is to publish the material collected in the depository. And so I think probably first, and we probably the top priority at this is we need to decide on to get the depository to work. And does anybody else have any other ideas? Please raise your hand. I do not see any hands. So, okay. So, Satish, well, back to you. And I would assume that we have reached consensus on contacting with the staff on depository. Yes, everybody agrees on that. Satish, you, anything else?
Thanks, Kylie. So I will. I think we do have a rough consensus here, and we will now discuss with the staff and the media specialists in ICANN, and then decide how to manage this process that we have identified now. So thanks very much, Kylie, and we will take it from there. We are now short of time, and we have two items, and the first is the IGF outreach. So we had several travelers from the leadership team at IGF. Ali was there, Liana was there, Maureen was there, I was there, and there was an active outreach program. We do have a list of contacts that we have developed from the Asia Pacific region who were present at the IGF in Geneva in December. And we just wanted to inform the community that some of these people are new. Of course, others were existing participants. Several of people who are on the call today, they're also there in the IGF. So we will be now contacting them. Normally, we expect people to contact us to become members. But as an unusual step, we will be, because they have expressed interest in joining AP Relo, we will be writing to them, and we'll be asking them if they would like to join us as individual members or as ALSs. So this is just the outreach component. And Maureen, do you want to add anything here?
No, that's fine. Thanks, Satish.
Thanks, Maureen. So with that, we'll move on to the last item, which is a call for volunteers. I will ask request Sylvia to talk to us about this. Over to you, Sylvia.
Yes, thank you very much, Satish. Yes, this is the real-time transcription, formerly known as the captioning project, which will start up again in February. As you know, this is a continuation of the two pilots we had back in 2016, the pilot number one and 2017 pilot number two. And it will be relaunched, it's been relaunched. Judith Hellerstein sent a call for membership asking all the community to join the working group. The working group will review the criteria, they will review the surveys, the results, and they will evaluate the performance of this and the usefulness of this service. And the call for membership is open until tomorrow, Friday 20th, until the next Saturday is actually 20th at 23 UTC. There is so far one member from AP Relo. I also wanted to mention that this will be for a total of 30 calls, 6 calls per month for a semester, and it's part of the fiscal year 18 project budget request. So stay tuned, and there will be also another email sent by Judith requesting all the community to send their request for calls that they wish to have this service, real-time transcription service, offer. So that's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sylvia. Satish for the record again. This project is important from multiple points of view. It's important for everybody who's in these calls to see the real-time transcription. But it is especially important for people living with disabilities, you know, who may at different points want to join the APRILO community. So from these points, it's important, and I request anyone interested to join the group as a volunteer. So that is on this last agenda item. With it, we come to the end of the list of agendas on this call. Does anybody have any additional items, any burning questions? If not, we are 2 minutes late. I apologize for that, and we would like to now close this call. I wish everybody a very good rest of the day and rest of the week, and see you soon at the next call. And it's over to Yashim to close the call.
Thank you very much, Satish. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely rest of the day. Please don't forget to disconnect your lines. Thank you. Bye-bye.